Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. I don't know what's going on here. We're having a little technical things going on, so I'm going to play some music here and see if we can get everything together. And we'll be right back for some Manic Monday here in just a second. Hang on tight, you guys.
Saint on the track.
Any time of the night, I'll be waiting for you. Harry now, hold me tight, I'll be waiting for you.
Waiting to touch you.
Waiting to hold you.
Waiting to feel you.
Waiting to please you.
Oh, I couldn't ever know think that I could ever be without you.
All the time I feel when I'm away from you.
I need you.
Can't wait to get back to you.
Waiting to please you.
Yeah. Everybody here?
Yeah, I'm there.
The kid, it's just the kid. All right, man. You know what I'm saying? Welcome everybody to another episode of the Manic Monday Show, man, with your God, Hey Rue, Tweety Motherfucking B, and introducing D, Country Boy. What's going on?
What's going on, Hey Rue? What's up with you, man? You all right,
man? Yeah, man, I'm all right, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Shit. I took care of shit. You know how people be, man. You know, they be worried about nothing. But you got to ease their mind, man, by doing what you know what I'm saying they need you to do to make them feel better about themselves.
Righteous, righteous, righteous. I understand all that. I understand that, sir.
Yeah, man. Shit, you know. So, how's your day, man? What's going on with you?
Oh, man, you know, man, I kind of just been kind of taking it easy, man. You know, I played house dad today. You know, I was house dad today while baby was at work. You know?
How you play
house
dad?
Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's it was like, cause you know I do my moving stuff, so you know I'm here, so
yeah.
She can be at work. They ain't gotta go nowhere else. She ain't got to pay nobody, and you know we work it out. We make things happen. We try to save any type of way by any means necessary.
Yeah, man, you know that's what's happening, man. Shit, but you know I'm still tripping off the house, Dad. You got me in mind for a Fox cartoon. You know what I'm saying? Like soon as the wife leaves. You know what I'm saying? All kind of monsters come out from under the couch. And pop got like the kids just a monster. How's that?
Well, you know,
put
man, your kids,
road.
You know how the kids... You know how the kids is, man. They know when they got one parent home, they can get away with some stuff. So, you know, I got to keep my eye
out. I don't
know
about that, D. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a psychological beast when it comes to kids, man. You know, I stay burying some old kids' clothes, man, in the little garden out behind the house. And whenever they talk shit, you know, another little family be done moved away or something, and I'll be
yeah.
Done. Like, remember what, you know what happened to Timmy, right? You know
yeah.
What I'm saying? You know, take him out there and kick the dirt that his shoe come up or something. You know?
Oh,
like,
man.
Yeah, man. You know, I don't got no
man.
Problem laying your ass down back here. When I tell you to move, you move. You know, they be scared
right.
To death, but they love me because when the ice cream truck come, you know, I buy them all shit so they don't snitch on a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They be scared to death, man. I scare them early, man. You know what I'm saying? I put the fear of God into them, man, real quick and early, and I don't have no problem.
They get up.
Man, look, as soon as they get up, man, look, I will sit there in a chair. After I change their diaper, make sure they fed, check their temperature, you can stand up on the side of that bed and holler all you want to. I'll sit there looking right at you, nod, with some music on. Like, go ahead
yeah.
On, man. Oh, yeah. We'll clap to the beat if you're screaming loud enough. They will figure out, man, that I will not be trained by you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I run this bit, you know?
The only one I really got to worry about is my youngest. She the youngest, you know, she's two, so we trying to potty train her. The other two, they old, the 1-9, 1-4. The four-year-old, she was here because they had mold in school, so she couldn't go to school today. They
yeah.
Found some mold.
Oh, well, they need to do something about that.
That mold ain't no joke, man. That mold
for
ain't
real.
No joke.
Yeah,
they out of school for 4 days. You know, down here, they don't mind letting the kids out of school, man. They feel like it's farm work to do, man. So you know,
that's crazy though, man. Because it's like you know, as it is, man. You know, it's not like it's the best education system in the world. So,
that's what
know,
I'm saying.
Them days missing, it's falling behind, man. They figure like they just creating farm workers. You know, they don't
mm-hmm.
want to create no executives or nothing like that. They
nah.
Want to create
all
farm
workers.
Workers.
All workers,
they
man.
They with strong backs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get out there and do
yeah.
This stuff. They want them to rip and run and play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, hey. Yeah, that's how it go, man. You know, they're not
okay,
not in a rip and improving things.
I wanted to let everybody know that we're supposed to have a walkthrough guest coming through here sometime tonight. Dirty White is supposed to be here with us, and we're waiting on him to call into the studio. Anybody else that wants to call in versus being online with us, you can call us at 646-200-3860 and get on the line with us by pressing the 1. Come in and talk to us. I also wanted to introduce the Manic Monday family to D. Ham, our new Grown Folks Business co-host. So he's going to be over there with us on Grown Folks Business. He's always with us anyway, so we're going to make him official over there.
Country boy, man. Say hi to the country boy, man. Can we get a Tweety B Central howdy?
Them down south ones.
Welcome.
I feel very honored, man. I'm very honored that y'all chose me to co-host with y'all. You know, ain't gonna let y'all down. We gonna grind. That's what we here to do.
You just wouldn't leave, so we
was. I ain't gonna go. You know, I kind of made myself. You know.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Every time I'm supposed to look at that third chair at the kitchen table, you was there with a plate.
Ready, man.
Yeah, man. Shit, that's how it go, man. We glad to have you, though. You keep them up for the laughter, man. You know what I'm saying? You can take it jokes. You know, you don't take yourself too serious, man. That's what we need over here.
You know what I'm saying, man. It's all love here, man.
Ain't a whole lot of room for no more serious. I'm the serious motherfucker over here. You know what I'm saying? We need some folks that can take the joke. And I'm the old mean. I'm the old mean ass serious motherfucker over here. You know what I'm saying? You know, Tweety B, she the common voice until she go ham. Yeah, we need some Southern charm over here, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? To straighten some stuff out. But, you know, you got some, like, nice ways of telling folks some stuff, too, man. So, you know, you fit right on in, man.
Hey, man, I speak the truth. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Okay, guess what? I got some music into the studio today. And I pulled some of the old stuff that we had over here. And I'm going to play a little bit of this music, and I'm going to see if you remember any of these artists that I'm about to play. So I'm about to get into one right now. And the title of this song is Who the Fuck Is That? And we're going to play this for you guys, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hang on tight for more Manic Monday.
Who the fuck is that? Step up in the club, got them stuck. Who the fuck is that? fucking move on down. Wait,
even though I'm in the struggle, I keep moving the muscle back, pass it on my shoulders. Got to respect my hustle. I'm a same nigga, but your boy can get real local. They say to stay on my deal, though I'ma get my flicker. I say, hey, yeah, you can stay up on my click. Got plenty to come for you to swallow it. Man, my eyes cold, keep your body on froze. You can help us stare at my persona, I had overload. Being who I am and make her take her panties off. She look me in my eyes and see that I'm determined, y'all. I'm shooting for the money, miss me with the entourage. I'm in the pearly game where you hustle till you win it all. I'm first, then I ask who the fuck is that? I slap my bitch up in the face like who the fuck is that? Stuck up in the club, got him stuck like who the fuck is that? These niggas sad, but they just wanna see where it's at. He mugging real hard. You gotta get the fucking movie on top. Wait.
I ain't got it, I'm going
Pretty B, when you gonna come my way? I need you in my present. Yo, this is Ranger Rhymes from Jamaica, and you're listening to Tweety B on Money Mondays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tweety B, tweet them, baby.
2K, bitches. We the gang.
I'm from the shy where them guns that they spin it on. Niggas on different sides, they'll spin it on.
From the city where them crooked cops wear a cone.
And if your city like mine, gon' send it on.
Monday, I am your host, Tweety B, with my co-host, the guy, Hey Roo, and D Ham, new with us tonight, and guest co-hosting with us on Manic Monday, and officially co-hosting with us on Grown Folks Business. So, everybody, welcome, D.
Country boys, man. I'm telling you,
I'm gonna have to go make me a Twitter page, D the Country Boy, man. You wanna find me? You can find me at D the Country Boy, man.
You go the fuck you right. Well, fuck you right, dude. D the motherfucking country boys, man. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit. You need something move called Dave Country Boys, man.
Y'all need a
stove,
country boy,
your
man.
Your
car detail.
You got to pack your own motherfucking mattress up or something. We ain't doing no bed for us, fool. Oh, shit, look. We trying to get the country boy to freestyle.
Oh man, okay, already, man, already, man.
Hey man, I'm telling you, man, she be acting all, you know, she be over there, man, being, you know, a little bit you know, of a bully over there on her little board, man, with her little sound effect.
Oh,
Don't hate.
You know, she tried to hit me with the horn on Facebook. She tried to hit me with it. She's talking about, you lucky we ain't on air right now.
Sitting over there with your sound effect. Look, don't get started, Tweety B.
Man.
Don't hate neither one of y'all.
It ain't hating if it's true. Look, a fat chick with a large deep dish pizza and a 6-pack of Diet Pepsi. You know, telling her she need to quit ain't hate. You know,
hey.
Oh yeah, and I forgot, and a pack of Newport. You know, and a pack of Newport. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's trying to be real. He had that on now. The pack of Newport.
With some stretch pants on, in leopard print.
You sound like you trying to describe Peggy Bundy or some shit, nigga.
I'm talking about a chick weigh like about, you know, like 245, 250. She like 5'5". She coming out of motherfucking Pizza Hut with a 6-pack of Diet Pepsi and a deep dish, like a large.
Somebody been practicing, pulling into the gas station,
talking about, can I get a large? Can I get a pack of those Newport long?
Straight up, man.
Yeah,
I feel like calling and playing on some people's phones. Y'all, let's call somebody to play on it. Who can we call?
Last time we called somebody played on their phone, they said they little shit on the air, man. We can call somebody.
We're going to hang up. Who can we call?
I don't know. You can call the Murder Capital King and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to look at my phone, see who I can call. Y'all keep talking. I'm looking for somebody I can call and get on and play with. Let's see. Who can we play with?
Somebody call in and give us somebody to call, man. Play a prank on somebody.
Who can we get?
Man, we do it all. We do it all up here at Tweety B Central, man. We do everything, man. Call in, man. We call somebody, prank them real quick, man. You know, come on now. Don't be scared.
Right. We need to prank somebody. I'm in the front of somebody move. But yeah, I don't see nobody right now, but I'm going to get somebody for the night. We're going to call their ass from this board, and we're going to fuck with them. They should be listening to the show anyway. So how's the weather out there, Wavy? What's going on? What is it doing out there?
Oh, man, let me tell you, man. This weather this way. Again, man, it's so crazy. Like, okay, today it was cool. It was nice, about 78 today. I think tomorrow too. It's supposed to be nice tomorrow. But Wednesday and Thursday, it's supposed to be like thunderstorm, almost tornadoes. It's crazy out here, man. You never know what you're going to wake up for that day. You know what I'm saying? I have different stuff ready for whatever the day going to give me, man, you know. I mean, the weather crazy out here. It's Texas for you, man. That's Texas for you. The weather's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's crazy out here too in Alabama, because it was like, it felt like I had a hot flash or something. Like, my body instantly went to 1,000 degrees. I just got hot. But it was like almost 80 degrees today. It was almost 80, and then, like, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow, but it'll be like that, like 80 degrees, and then the next day it'll be 40 or 30 or some shit like that. Crazy around here. I don't know what's going on with the weather. I don't know, guys. We're waiting on Dirty White to come through.
Dirty White to come through, huh?
Yeah. We're waiting on him to come through. And he got to 10 o'clock to come through because he just walking through this motherfucker because we let niggas do that. You know, so it is what it is.
Yeah, and, you know, that's how we do it. That's how we do over here on Manic Mondays, man. You know what I'm saying? We real casual and laid back. You know, over there on extensive content, you know, I'm kind of a tyrant over there on my I be yelling all
the watch yourself.
Nigga be tripping.
I did forget. Now, I played the break a little while ago, so do you remember the internet song? Sound familiar to you?
I remember a couple of, man, I mean, I recognize Angry Boy music. You know, sound like Congo or something, you know. And I think I recognize my homegirl, you know, the boy try to manage her and then try to tell her how to live her life. What's her name was? Because she was
her
on a wrong boat. That's what I'm talking about, man.
And we also had Mr. Powerhouse. I played one of Mr. Powerhouse's songs.
I ain't remember. He wasn't no regular over there, so I don't, you know. I'll be recognized.
No, he didn't come regularly. He didn't come regularly, but
and Congo, you know, they was regulars on the show, so I kind of remember them a little bit. But man, look at here, man. You know,
Well, I'm gonna see if you remember this next artist since you have selective memory at times. I'm gonna see if you remember this artist here.
Hold the phone. Selective memory.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna just let that go.
you feeling some type of way?
Go.
Are you feeling some type of way?
Look, man.
Because you know what?
I think you touched it a little bit.
Rewind it back.
We ain't gonna rewind nothing back. That don't happen in real life.
Tell me that again. Tell me that again now, cause I ain't get that.
Man, shit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that don't happen in real life. That sounded good and all that. Didn't nothing really
happen. That don't happen in real life.
If the rewind really worked, motherfucker be playing that sound effect for like about a good 2, 3, 4 years.
Straight up.
Motherfucker be sitting on the front porch, man, winding that motherfucker back, man, watching houses come back up. You know what I'm saying? Trees shrink down to buds and shit. You know, watching dogs come back to life. You know, and all kind of other stuff, man.
I don't think I want to go through all that, man.
Yeah, watch a couple of states unhappen. You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Rewind.
Yeah, come
rewind back to some dates you didn't want to happen. You know what I'm saying? Them mistake dates. Rewind back to them and make sure you don't make that mistake.
them chicks that didn't understand that gum cannot truly hide gingivitis. It can only mask the smell until you miss. Until you burn.
I'm going to tell y'all, I feel sorry for y'all. Lord have mercy. That's what we like to play right now. We'll be back for more Manic Money. You guys hang on tight.
Yeah.
Come on back.
Some stuff I got to get off my chest. Yep. From my boy Shotta with me.
All
right. Got a couple things to say.
Woohoo.
Shit to make it go crazy. Shit crazy out here. Make a nigga say. Brooklyn. Bar Rock in the building. Brooklyn. Give me weed, I don't want any.
Nope.
Think it's my cue to go get me some Carb 20. My life changed from drinking bottles of Henny. And I remember the time my bottle wouldn't have any. I'm such a trip, summer sauce and flips.
Woo.
But acrobatically, I don't think that you niggas getting it. No need to perspire, honestly, I ain't sweating it. And now your body's close to the length of the damn scrimmage, kid. I'm at the top of the iceberg. It feels like they're trying to pit people against me. It all makes sense, these new people ain't friendly.
friendly. And they started from the bottom and they trying to end me. And you would think that I was driving around in a Bentley. Now have some albuterol, I see that you're wheezy. You're blinded to believing everything is so easy. You're lying on the L and you sounded like a time on a song. The week couldn't last 7 days with the strong. And really that ain't even my definition of moving up. Al Jefferson, Bobcat, stupid fuck. I never envisioned this life for you, but I guess you envisioned this type of life for you. And I see right through you, and now I'm like, who you? And now you're stuck in something worse than any type of voodoo. We complain and make the most of your shit and do what you do. Slave to the rhythm, no signs of picking cotton. Living in an apple so dirty and so rotten. With so much going on up in one man brain, I kinda find it real hard trying to refrain from saying.
Let me
it is though. Back at it.
Yo,
I've always been hard-headed, but that's changed from running in the brick walls again and again. Let me know what I'm doing wrong, forget it, I figure it out. All I gotta do is open my mouth, start changing my route. Can't spend my life on the couch, doing nothing with the time, something I ain't about. I got a lot to prepare for concerning the mic. I got a daughter and I'm making sure that she get a life. Ain't a need for a wife, I live a singular life. I've been there, done that, and that's the past of my life. Screw the wrongs and the negatives, I'm here for the right. I conquer with the long. Cause hip-hop's life. Now I'm married to the game without a hip-hop wife. The new rap wonder years and I ain't about that life. Ain't no Winnie and Kevin.
Nope.
And I was thinking other shit at the age of 11.
Yep.
No strawberry letters, who souped up like Devin. And balls of a night, no Brandon, no Brevin. Leave them in a submission courtesy of Dan Severin. Now see me like a pimp with a cane, no half-stepping. I'm bipolar when in the studio for a session. There's no medication. And who's going to save it from hateration, sedation?
So much hate.
They always ask him why he make a statement. Why? Same reason you got a nigga saying. It's a damn shame,
what a
though.
Shame. What a shame.
I know a couple people feel the same way I do. Trust me on that.
Salute.
Gotta fix that, though.
Yeah.
I let Shaka do the rest.
Medea.
They all try shutting down Obamacare. Lord of mercy, like it's a Taliban government or summer here. Stepping out his scuba gear, out the grave amongst his fear. Raging war up in the air, talking new era. Riding different teams just like a Philly chap. Obama pushing help, but they tell him get it back. Looking like fuck the sick, talking about dead and that. Need to worry about that mayor with them nose full of crack. The government, them just be like this. The poor get sores that they can't afford to cure. Why do we have to insure anymore? Keep them on welfare, freedom brand. Raising, not raising brand. Really can I insure your fat government quick? It's us who pay our taxes to feed your fat asses. So you to not free Zimmerman who went and killed a black kid. Make a nigga get ratchet with the ratchet. Make me gun twerk like booty. Clap it, clap it.
Government are going right. I treat people on the even. They're equal. I mean, I like that.
Yeah, mine, it's all about
crime. Yeah,
mine, it's all
about crime.
Uh-huh.
Mine, it's all about
crime.
Let's get it.
Mine, it's
all about crime. They found. He had. They got. He had. This is the real story about a real OG who did a 10-year bid and now he's finally free. He got a job at Mickey D's just to stay low-key, which brought shame on a nigga like ODB. Now he tried to keep it clean like OCD, but being broke made him sicker than HIV. Now can you picture his face like a state ID? He found out his PYT was down with OPP. That's when he S-N-A-double-P-E-D then told himself he got to have it like Ed OG. He started selling that poison like BBD and started jamming up with niggas like MTV. For the K-E-Y-Z's, my nigga OMG, he pushed a wig to the side like EST. But see, he didn't realize that he was HOT and was currently being watched by NYPD. Kept track of all the tips like an MP3. The DEA wants to put his ass on ICE. They gave the FBI award to Russia's LAB, but luckily he wasn't there cause he went OT. But when he tried to phone home like that boy ET, his BO answered his phone like this is BAD. You need to come to my office ASAP and explain the shit they found under your BED. He saw an image of his face on HDTV. It was the most wanted wanted to listen, he was VIP. He told his PO, tell the feds if they come for heat, that he's ready to D.I.E. like B.I.G. He tied his boots to his legs like a DVD, then he put half of his face in his H.A.T. Now this is S.A.D., it's L.I.F.E. Suddenly came to an E.N.D., but that's what happens when...
Success at She Is Hip Hop over on Twitter. go over and follow her.
Yeah, the track was tight, man. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's like, hey, people need to tighten up with their little production, man.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something about the actual format that we're on. Blog Talk. It sounds kind of, you know, shaky on the phone line sometimes, but when you, online, it's a smooth track. So it sounds kind of messed up on the phone, but actually, when it's running on the board, it sounds really good. So,
this track, and I mean, it was a nice smooth track. I kind of was feeling it, had my head bobbing a little bit.
It's the playback. It's the playback on the phone that makes it sound kind of off sometimes, but actually, when you listen to it online, it's together. So that's the kind of something Blog Talk needs to kind of work on too. You know, to get, you know, the phones equal to the sound on the internet too, because we want people to call in too and have a good show as well. So if we have any callers on the line that want to come into the studio, press the 1 button and let me know. You can come in and have a chit-chat with myself, the God Heyru, and D. Ham, the country boy, they say. I don't know what he is.
Country boy. Come holler at the country. Come learn some of this country slang, man.
D.O. to the dog. Give a nigga a title, he going to write a dictionary.
Right, he
just
adopted it now.
He is.
Hey, man,
you
know what I'm saying, man.
That's my Christian name, man.
That's my Christian name. I got Christian with that name, man.
That's how
the show.
You gotta have you gotta have an on-air personality, man. You know what I'm saying? My on-air personality just happened to be my regular personality.
I mean,
so
you know,
so 9 times out of 10, I don't be giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm giving a fuck, I'm giving a great fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Help us, Lord. You guys, we also heard some tracks from, I don't want to leave anybody out, because we want people to know who the music
was
playing.
Oh, yeah, that was my boy. That was my boy, T.D. Francis.
Okay, one of them was.
the first track, I'm just saying, man, you know what I mean? Come on, man.
You tell them about that.
Yeah, that's my boy, man. You can follow him over there on Twitter, man, at T.D. Francis, FRANCIS1, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know who that next track was. You can go follow her. She is hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, you know, she over there doing her thing, man. She is.
And also, we play Corporal Ass Kick, Crime Free. He's got a new mixtape. You guys can go over and download it. I tweeted out the link today, so you go over to my Twitter page, you'll find it over there. And he is at Corptown. That's CORPSTOWN. So you guys make sure you go over and follow him as well. Because we want people to be following these people. We playing this music, you know, for
And to the people who we shouting out, you dig what I'm saying? When you see that link pop up with Now Playing, retweet that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Get it out there.
We're going to give y'all a couple of days to catch on, man. Then y'all stuff going to go into the bash and trash pile over there. Because, you know, we support y'all, man. Support us, man. You know what I'm saying? This is a new and improved Tweety Bird 334 and Hey, we're Cootie Reborn. We ain't soft over here, man. You know. Fuck us. Oh, fuck you. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. We have a caller on the line, you guys. I'm going to pull them in here because maybe I walk through. We're going to see right now. 5251 is the last four. Who do we have?
What's up, Tweety B? This is Big Congo.
Oh, man.
What's happening with y'all, man?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up with you, Hey Root, man? You know what I'm saying? I'll be seeing you, man. I'll be hearing you do your thing on the show, man. You know, you keep me rolling, man.
Oh, thank you. Hey, hey. No, I'm just chilling, man. Just trying to get things together, man. You know, I'm gonna be putting out my mixtape in a minute.
Okay, Congo, do me a favor, baby. Turn your computer down. You got a feedback going on here.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a whole lot better.
Yeah, that's better.
I'm doing my radio show. I'll walk them down there when I get done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man, don't be trying to make us look ghetto with all that boots. Anyway,
you know,
so how you been, man? What you got going on, Congo, man? You know what I'm saying? What kind of new music you got? I know you cussing somebody, man. Going in on somebody.
I'm always going in on a motherfucker out here, man. It's crazy out here, man. You got these young niggas shooting, man. You got all type of shit going on, man. These little niggas need to chill out, man. Pick up a book or something, man.
Man, I'm telling you, man.
I'm sorry, hey, I was gonna tell y'all. I got people passing by outside. I'm sitting out in the doorway like I used to do it because it's so nice out here. You know what I'm saying? So people ride by, they see me, I might have to blurt out, but it is what it is. I'm out here, you know.
you know what I'm saying. She want to be out there flirting and shit, man. Got her tight on, a little rumpled silk and all out.
I'll be down there after the show. Yeah, I'll be down there after the show.
I'm gonna tell you now. See, y'all want to get all into it? I promised a lady down the street that I had gotten some shoes and stuff together for her because she go to church all the time, and I had some heels and she likes to wear heels. And I had got them up for her, and I was going to walk them down there to her. So that's what she was asking me about, because this is what I do. I don't just be faking. I be for real when I say I do what I do for people. So that's what that was about. And, you know, if it was ghetto, I apologize, but, you know, it is what it is.
I was talking about whoever was hollering at you. You know what I'm saying? They see you doing the show. Everybody and their mama know you do your show this time of the damn week, man.
She might be gone in the house to tune in, man. She might be tuning in, you know.
But anyway, Congo, what's been going on with you? What's popping? Niggas is shooting, man.
Yeah, niggas shooting out here, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay safe in these streets, man. You know, you got to play it low, man. Stay fucking free, man.
I'm still out here working, though, man.
I got a new joint called Send It Up, you know? That's going hard, you know what I'm saying? For the streets and everything, man. You know, I'm still working on this mixtape, my album, though, basically what I'm calling it, man, because, you know, it's a lot of original joints that's going hard, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
I'm still out here, man, doing my thing. I got a new video called Numberland. That's on YouTube, man, so, you know, check that out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, hey, boys, about that.
You know, basically, son,
different day out here, man.
You want to stay safe.
We
always young niggas mad at you because they always miss the people they trying to hit. So make them be mad at you, and then shoot all around you. That's how you got to stay safe. I get the niggas mad at me. They be shooting up my neighbor's car and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Man, they come by and cocktail the neighbor's house. You know, set that motherfucker.
You got a way to white flag around here, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope that flag don't become red after a minute.
The motherfucker clown with them young niggas crazy, man. Them niggas don't believe tomorrow gonna come, so they don't care about nothing. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about nothing.
It's the drugs, man. You know, they do a lot of mollies. You know what I'm saying? Got them going spacey, man.
You know, they don't even got hard behind the trigger, man. It's the drugs that got the hard. Yeah.
That's terrible. And it's too cold for them to be out there doing that anyway. It's been snowing like a teen amount of days up there, right? They need to be somewhere chilling.
Them niggas be hot.
Right. They don't feel that shit.
They don't feel that shit. First piece of day that you get a warm piece of day, man. Boy, it's going to act crazy out there. I don't know how to act with that good weather, man.
Yeah, I believe that now. That I believe. Same thing around here.
They
quiet right now.
Well, you know, everything's everything, man. Y'all stand too when my man's Blackie Jones, man. You know, he coming up next one, man. That's up, man. He got an album coming out called Halfway House. That's finna go hard, you know what I'm saying? He got a couple videos finna drop. He got a few things on YouTube, man. Go check out, man. Fucking with gangsters, man. You know that goes hard, man. You know he got bars for the world.
That's what's up. Make sure you have them
come
over here too, and get us if you got anything new, you get it over here too, so we can play it for him.
For sure. I'm gonna get y'all some of this music, man. Y'all gonna enjoy it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what's up. Well, we appreciate you just stopping through, hollering at us, man. And I always make sure
man,
you
I know y'all my family, man.
Well, you need to start that calling back in on Grow Folks Business too. Cause your butt be up now.
You. Yeah, I'll be doing so much, you know what I'm saying? So much shit. I'll be business. I'll be looking at the time like, okay, it's Grown Folks time for come on in a minute. But then I'll look at the clock down at 1, 2 o'clock and shit, man. Like, God damn, man.
Man, grown folk business, man.
Hey, that's life, though. You know what I'm saying? Shit,
man,
I know.
I be
talking to folk. I don't mess with it myself, but I know, man, in between the time that it takes to crunch up your chips, roll up your blunt, and light you a match, it's like 3 hours in the past. You know,
man, for real. Straight up.
Motherfucker be looking down like, man, I know I ain't just smoked and then be talking shit to him. I know I ain't smoked all that motherfucker. I had to put it out somewhere. With this
that motherfucker got put out of my lungs, man.
That motherfucker be in the air, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I'm serious though, man. Y'all be looking out for my little mixtape, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll be talking shit to some people.
Man, put me on that joint with you, man. I want to talk shit too.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna try to get a rap beef going or something with somebody, man. Can't get into it with somebody big and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm gonna go in on a motherfucker, man.
Man, look,
just the coldest thing about it though, man. All the time, the nigga was a homosexual, man. All the time. That nigga came and saw and cocksucked.
straight homo thug.
And his wife lost chick too, talking about he just going through a phase. Do you want a nigga on the other side of that phase?
Yeah, he going through a phase. That's the best chopping
how he going
some niggas they call some niggas
they
took his shirt
face.
Off while you sleep.
Hey, look, man, I'm telling you, Time Magazine should have got a picture of that nigga 50 Cent when he first found out that nigga was a homosexual, man, because I know the expression on his face was like priceless,
man.
He probably had one of them looks like
Wait, hold up. This is what I got to know. Did y'all see R. Kelly in that Get Up? The thing that looked
man,
like a skirt?
Look, with that dress on,
whatever that's just, man.
Look,
what
I'm telling
you. What was that?
No, listen to what I'm saying. The nigga Kanye did it first. Then the other little black nigga that be in the
ASAP
Rocky. Yeah, he did it next, man. I'm telling you, them niggas be wearing them little outfits, man. It's like a motherfucking some shit I never wear. That's what the fuck it is.
Hey, he be wearing Capris and shit, man. Capris wearing some high top Reeboks.
Oh man. Hey. If a nigga gonna get on motherfucking wearing Capris, man, a nigga got to launch in to motherfucking Dwayne Wade and his fashion sense.
Oh man.
That was
good. Him and Russell Westbrook.
LeBron had on some checkers motherfucking casual pants, bro. they had another be checkers with blue, white and red stripes through over shit. I guess you could do that when you got that type of paper or something, man.
Nigga looking like he's supposed to be on the golf course or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Like playing
you going to play golf and shit. You coming up in the stadium and shit, man. It's a tight ass motherfucker.
Hey, man, but look. You can't
get your pants on and shit and slack with some shit kicking. Some long ass stick kickers, bro. You know what I'm saying? With some big ass Dr. Dre headphones. What the fuck, man?
Nigga take his take his baseball cap off, his fitted. He got a motherfucking what you call that shit? A mother sweatband up under that motherfucker. Steel.
Yeah.
It's like, man, your fade, you know, your fade done got literal, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can do that when you got that bag like that,
hey, look,
I guess.
No.
Motherfucking polo boxes then.
Then
the flip flop.
You got that paper.
You could be in my gym bag.
Real showed up to the Oscars looking like motherfucking Smokey the Bandit with that motherfucking hat on and shit. And then the nigga had a short pants tuxedo on. You know what I'm saying?
He was flood. And flood on.
That nigga wasn't flood. That nigga had on show pants, man. That nigga was here. I mean, I don't know
why. I come in the stadium like, fuck. You know what I mean?
That's what's going to happen, man. In a minute, man, niggas ain't going to have no skinny jeans. They're going to come out with some paint on their
fucking I'll be like,
in a dice trap. They gonna be
I'm gonna come in a motherfucker. I'm gonna come in the stadium with my boxers on. Like, I wish I would trip y'all. Let this man come in here with some capris on. You know what I'm saying? what the fuck, man? You know what I'm saying? I got my shorts in my bag. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to put something right on, man. You know what I mean? This man just came up in there with tight ass capris on and shit. You know what I'm saying? With a big ass beat by the train.
Them capris.
Them
women
capris
pants. Yeah. Hey, man, this generation, man, they don't care what they wear. This generation, man, they gonna get up in. If a famous person doing it, they gonna do it, man. Straight up, two chain dress. Two chain is the new Flavor Flav. Of the 2000, that's 2 Chainz. This nigga here, and people be talking about he be fly. Man, that nigga don't be fly. Man, what the shit y'all talking about, man? That nigga 38 years old, dressing like a clown, man. That nigga be looking stupid.
You know what? You need to stop it.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to be flexing, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, the man just said he just got signed. He just got on, really, basically. You know what I'm saying?
He got on, but he over already, though. The nigga was hot when he was independent. They signed the nigga late, man. That's like a motherfucker trying to sign Kobe right now. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
This thing had too many names and shit, though.
Over with, man. You know what I'm saying? That's like the boy, man. What's the other nigga name? Everybody stole his style. You know what I'm talking about. The nigga from down y'all way down there. Tweet the Beat. What's the boy's name, man? Everybody was
Future.
Copying off the nigga. Yeah, everybody. Future. Future got signed, man. Now it's like he over.
Yeah.
You know? He over. Nigga,
yeah.
Nigga, by the time you make it, it's over, man. You know, you can't even sell enough records to pay back that signing bonus. You owe them $1 million, man. You owe them people $1 million. You talk about, I got $1 million signing bonus. You owe them people $1 million, man. Your shit going wood. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
That nigga shit going wood. Everybody sound like, you got a nigga 15 years old, man, talking about calling himself, you know, the distant past. And he sounded just like Future. And they killing them at the little concerts down there, man, working for like $10 a show. You know what I'm saying?
Let's stop going in it all like that, man.
That's how it is, man. By the time, look, man, check this out. I'm gonna tell you, the realest shit I'm gonna say right now, man, is this. Get on in your rap game, man, before you turn 40. 40 years
man.
Old rapping. Is a nigga chasing a dream. There's a nigga dreaming. A nigga 40 years old singing is chasing a dream. Man, look, if you 40 years old trying to rap, the shit you talking about ain't even relevant no more to the people who spending money on records. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker be like fighting that shit. Man, you going to get signed. Like, man, look, I'm 39. My birthday in 2 months. I ain't going to be able to pay back this million. I'm going to just pass on that. I'm going to just call it pass on that. I'm going to just live off my hood fame and not be in debt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because by the time you pay the producers, because once you get on, you're going to think you can afford them niggas like, I need a Dre beat. Nigga, a Dre beat costs nigga like half a ticket. Just one beat costs half a ticket. So if you that's right. I want a Pharrell beat. A motherfucking Pharrell beat. Nigga, now your whole signing bonus is gone. You ain't got nobody. Now you back in the hood hollering at Johnny to do some of them little motherfucking laser printing for your disses. Get the black and white picture on the motherfuckers with the writing on smudged up and shit. Trying to sell that shit with them photocopies of your picture for the album jacket and shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, man, that shit ain't worth it, man, if you too old, man. Niggas be like, damn, that's 40 years old. Nigga, how you 38? Nigga, just getting signed. Your shit over. This shit over, man. Then you hanging out with them young niggas. You're going to get beat up somewhere. Going to lose them two things.
Hey, Rook. Hey, that nigga. Hey, that nigga Jay said, man. That nigga Chicken said, man, it's never over, man. No matter how old you is, man. You know
look,
what I'm saying?
When you're old like that, you can play like that, man. That nigga can say that, man, because he can put out 15 albums. If they flop, it ain't going to hurt him a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Let a nigga that live with his mama, man, take a mortgage out on his mama house and play with it like that. Oh yeah, it's old.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
they got 99 problems and a beat is one.
Hey, that bag don't never get old, man. When you get your hands on it, it make you feel young. That's how 2 Chainz no fella. You know what I'm saying? That's
hey,
how 2 Chainz
like
no fella.
Man,
they probably got their hands on it. You know what I'm saying? Shit,
yeah,
that nigga.
You know what's gonna break that nigga?
That nigga say he gonna be precious here while the fans watching, man. Fuck.
This was gonna break the nigga though. The nigga gonna try to be everywhere Puffy at. You're going to try to be following Jay-Z and all the places he be at. You know what I'm saying? You can't be broke, man, trying to hang out with the rich folks at and shit. That just ain't happening, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I mean, that's logic in the hood. If you selling bags, man, you're not going to them parties and making it rain in the clubs, man, where the nigga you getting the bag from is partying that, man. That just common sense. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you just got on,
hey,
man.
Puff,
stay in your
Puff.
Lane.
Hey, Puff. Puff on that Ja Rule shit. That's that fag shit trying to hit somebody in their ass.
I ain't even talking about the man's sexuality. I'm talking about the man paper. If a nigga trying to show up,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
If a nigga trying to show up,
Puff looking for another motherfucker so he can fuck over. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't gotta worry about that, man. 2 Chainz too. Look, 2 Chainz too old, man. He got to worry about that, man. He ain't get on the boat with him and go to Saint-Tropez and be in the south of France out there, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He ain't got to worry about that, man. He ain't got to worry about going to Cuba with Jay. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got to worry about being in none of them places. And Dre got so much security and shit, man. Nigga, like, he trying to go talk to Farrakhan. By the time you get through passing through all the FOI niggas, ain't nobody. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to make clears to get up in there and talk to him. So you ain't finna hang with none of them niggas, man. Nigga, just get up in there. You done made it. You can say you made it. That's all. You can say you made it. I made it. That's it. I made it. You know what I'm saying? And like a nigga too old to play basketball at last season, get on a team and get a championship ring. You made it. That's all.
You made it, man. You roast up. You roast up on. And them be them niggas like Karl Malone. He roast up on the ring with the Lakers. Shaq got him a ring. You know them niggas roast up on the ring. Gary Payton, he roast up on the ring with the Lakers.
Man, I ain't mad at him though, man. That's the
objective. I mean, I ain't mad at him. Hey, man, you get to a team that you know gonna win.
To this day, that nigga Charles Barkley doing everything on the planet, getting his paper. But at the end of
getting
the day,
paper.
That nigga
yeah,
that ain't got no ring. That nigga
yeah,
ain't got no ring, man.
Charles Barkley don't got no ring.
Look, I don't care how you talk to a nigga on some. You talk to a nigga on some real shit. A nigga independent out there, man. A nigga that ain't never went gold, man, that's independent, ain't never went gold. A nigga just don't feel like, I don't care how tight your beats and all that shit, how hard you, nigga just ain't gonna never feel like you made it. Because if a nigga can go gold, man, just independent, a nigga done done it.
Yeah.
You know, you're just
yeah.
going gold just in the neighborhood, you done done your thing. If you can get one song to go gold in the neighborhood, you done did your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Charles,
but I mean,
hey, Charles Barkley be phony king with everybody that got a ring.
That nigga be killing it. Hey, but that nigga got a he got a nice little couple of rings, so he be wearing to be flunt, be flossing. Like he'll wave his hand real fast. You know, if you don't know no better, you think you got one.
I got a ring. Shit, I bought me a couple of rings. Check the jeweler.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Talk to the jeweler. Yeah. I dropped.
May not be no champion. May not be no NBA ring.
But I tell you, that nigga drop your if he dropped that shit in your champagne, I'll bet you a chill come up off that motherfucker. Though it's so iced out and shit.
Come up, so icy.
Hey, your glass will fog up. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up. Yeah, Russell, that's it, man. That shit's so cold. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. But look here, though, man. What's going on with the rest of the team, man?
Man, the squad's still around, man. I had hollered at Prasonic yesterday. I was at the pool for shit. I had hollered at Julio a couple of days, too, man. They still doing their thing and everything, man. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, hard times for people sometimes, man. Shit be happening, man.
Yeah, man. Motherfucker ain't heard from Julio, man, in like 12 Christmases and shit.
That's a lot.
That nigga used to fly. That baby don't woke that nigga out, man.
He got the newborn and shit, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. That shit done wore him down. You know what I'm saying? That nigga had me. Last time that nigga was on the show, man, he was mad at Cassandra because she was trying to get some pussy on the show. That nigga act like he was on the show. She was trying to match. You know, I was high-fiving on that. Like, man, do your thing.
All right, you guys. We'll be back in just a minute for more management things.
Hey. Yeah, man, we're Dirty White.
Catch all these bitches teasing, and I'ma go and get some rings for 'em. A couple baby bottles, fill 'em up with syrup, homie. If you wanna lean with the team, it's codeine only. Okay, bitch, shake it off. 'Cause you be waiting on niggas to cake and break you off. When I get money, I'm compensated at coke cost. The fine opposite, I'm a solid bitch, broad. Spit it on 'em, man, I just spit it on 'em. Yeah, spit it on. Yeah, spit it. to check one. I ghost right for any bitches wanna rep one. A lot of garbage bitches begging me to pitch one. But I'ma strike a bitch out and hit a home run. And I'ma throw a real speed ball. For all my bitches in the fast lane speed balling. Getting coke money, still sell a cookie crumble. Spit it on them. Man, I just spit it on them. Many bitches wanna rap, ayy. It's just another bitch dreaming. Bitches killing my career is never what it seemed in. Just another flawed bitch who wanna be a team fan. Groupie bitch is so buggy, it rubs me. To the point I feel you brushing on me, never touch me. Trust me, if I slap a bitch, it's just a dusty. Fuck me, bet I got a gang of bitches down with me, trip. I'm an 80s baby. Street gang coming since they were a lot of haters. Street fame for the name, who gon' congratulate me? Straight drop, uncut, pure coke, baby. Ayy, I spit it on them. Yeah, I just shit it on them. Ayy, I just did it on them. Put your number twos in the F for Cam New, homie. Spit it on them. Man, I just spit it on them. Spit it on them. Put your number twos in the F.
I mean, I can't explain it, man.
That why them hoes jock.
I'ma explain to y'all.
That why them hoes jock.
Why they on the nigga? Chill.
I get guap bottle pop.
I get it.
That why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy wash.
Got it.
That why them hoes jock. Only dime, let the slot.
I do it.
That why them hoes jock. Only hard, no rock.
Swish.
That why them hoes jock.
They
why them hoes jock.
They jockin'.
They why them hoes jock.
They jockin'.
Guap bottle pop. They why them hoes jock.
They jockin'.
Dime split the slot. They why them hoes jock.
They jockin'.
Heart no rock. They why them hoes jock.
They jockin' on my swag, guess it cause it said 100. They jockin' on my hustle, guess it cause I got some money. They jockin' on my bitch, guess it cause she speak no English. They jockin' on her fit designer, shit straight out of Neiman's. They jockin' on my watch, that Breitling got me counting seconds. They jockin' on my shades, D&G show her reflection. They jockin' on my kicks, Creator Rex in every color. They jockin' on the whip, Corvette in like a motherfucker. They jockin' on the telly, never bring them bitches home. They jock on my aroma, Dolce with a hint of strong. They jockin' on the Prada, guess they see the traffic jumping. They don't jock on you, I guess it cause they know you not.
I get guap bottle pop. They why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy watch. They why them hoes jock. Only dimes, nothing slop. They why them hoes jock. Bullets hard, no rock. They why them hoes jock. They why them hoes jock. They why them hoes jock. I get guap bottle pop. They why them hoes jock. Only dimes, nothing slop. They why them hoes jock. Bullets hard, no rock. They why them hoes jock.
They jockin' on my lingo, guess they love my country grammar. They jockin' on my state, I represent, go Alabama. They jockin' on my plug, nobody got a better number. They jockin' on my driver, 50 carries, never fumble. They jockin' on my cut, a nigga lookin' so distinguished. They jockin' on my girls, girl, she thick and dark like Venus. They jockin' on my Twitter, I get mentioned after mention. They jockin' on my cash, I just buy them niggas rentin'. They jockin' on the squad, got them sayin' dollar sign. They jockin' on my place on ESPN bottom line. They jockin' on the grind, guess it cause I handle business. They jockin' on the life, I don't talk, I go and live it. Get guap, bar pop. They're why them whole job laced up, icy wash. They're why them whole job on it, dime, left and slop. They're why them whole job ballin' hard, no rock. They're why them whole. They're why them whole job. They're why them whole job. I get guap, bottle pop. They're why them whole job on it, dime, left and slop. They're why them whole job ballin' hard, no rock. They why them whole job.
Yeah, that's why them whole job. That's why them whole job.
That's my boy, Lee C. Seattle. You guys can go over and follow him on Twitter at Lee C, L-E-E-S-K-I, 5,000. So go and do that and get a chance. I think it's a hot track. I like it.
Yep.
I don't know, y'all. We're waiting on Dirty White to do his walkthrough. I don't know if something came up or whatever with him, but we're still waiting for you, Dirty White. So call us 646-200-3860. It's up. Let us know what's going on. What's up now, you guys? Let's do something fun. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. D, what's your favorite, like, older TV series?
Oh, man. Like, older TV series? Like, old TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what, man? I used to be a fan of that Star Trek, man. You know what I'm saying? Next Generation, man. You know what I'm saying? Be a Star Trek fan,
Star Trek.
Man.
You're Trekkie?
I don't know about all that old Trekkie stuff, man. I just like Captain Kirk, man. Captain Kirk don't knock down anything, man. Green, orange, red, he don't give a fuck.
And you would say that was your favorite show that you like to watch?
I watched it every day.
Okay, well, sing the beginning of the song. How does the song go?
It's just music.
Don't got no words. It just go through.
It ain't got no
words. Yeah, I don't care. I want to hear the music. That couldn't have been it. I don't care. That could not have been it. Do it again.
That was it, man. Straight up. That's all it do. It don't do nothing else. It just that was hey man, that was it right there, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, man? You know.
All right, hey Roo.
I go back with a TV show, man.
Okay, well, what's your favorite one, hey Roo, from back in the day?
Shit, man, I ain't had no back in the day TV show. I used to be out in the streets, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. When I was younger, man, I stayed outside, man, long as I could. By the time I came back in and shit, it was time to take me a shower or a bath or whatever, man, take my ass to bed for school. You know what I'm saying? Shit, if I didn't try to climb back out the back window and try to get back out there. Yeah. I used to be singing that little nasty song growing up, that little Batman. Did it in the movie, Batman. Did her in a booty, Batman. Hey, you can't feel me, man. Y'all don't remember that song, man.
Hey, man.
I used to hide and go get a king. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Hey,
that is awful.
Come on. Now, you know when you were little, that man. Is you awful. Play hide. You be playing hide and go
I
get a
king. I never played
that. Sound.
I never played
you
know,
play hide and go get.
See, Tweety B grew up kind of strict, man, till she cut her umbilical, and then she just, you know, then it was over.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
so good.
Okay.
He was all in the church and everything. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, man, they used to whisper like, I'm going to be behind Miss Johnson's car over there. You know, the one round the back against the garage. Be back there. You know, you just look down the back and you think that's what they're supposed to be doing. You be on
yeah.
Yeah. You can't remember that. Hey, D, you remember that? Huh? Where were we going?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Y'all nasty. Get out of my show. Y'all nasty.
I was just saying.
Okay.
Oh my God. This is drama. Vibe with the boy.
This is introduction. But the things come in 2014. It's Johnny Drum, and it's for the hood.
Fuck these niggas. Look, I got homies slanging YOLA, got homies with they degree. And those are the extremes, I'm somewhere like in between. I'm getting hot, only buzz I had was from that liquor, but I never changed. Still don't love these hoes or trust these niggas. I'm forever J, so high I levitate, the bar I elevate. Don't shake my hand or smile all in my face. Bitch, you been a fake, I demonstrate for those who ill with hate. I disintegrate, turn your favorite rapper to a side dish on my dinner plate. I'm from a place on every corner, it's a church and liquor store. Vigils on that sidewalk, what you think they pouring liquor for? My fit is sitting low, but you knew that. Probably had your girlfriend lounging round in my crew net. Who that? No, I'm not a saint, I go hard in that paint. Roll another blunt, pour another drink. Don't let them gas you up like empty tanks. I do what you can't, I'm a monster. I'm so LA, bitch, I'm Kobe. Score 8-1 on your roster. Fuck you mentality. First I whip around in that pot, then I hit the ground on that block.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
I've been grinding my whole life, man, I'm down to do this twice.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
16 shots clipping that Glock, got that work setting up shop.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit.
I remember when I used to think I needed feature.
Nowadays, fuck it, you can keep your features, man. I ain't no rapping ass nigga, I can't get drunk off the fame, and I got it straight from the bottom, so you gon' know that I came, I was eating on cup of noodles, scraping up change for Swishers. Oh, you wanna hit this weed, then put five up, my nigga. I done went with the sharks, I done ran with gorillas, no a couple of marks. Know a couple of killers, know a couple of dealers. What you want, what you need. If you faking in front and then you not fucking with me. I be killing, I leave them slump, my flow mean like the Grinch. Yeah, I got no worries, I got not one fuck again. Yeah.
Dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
First I whip around in that pot, then I hit the ground on that block.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
I've been grinding my whole life. Man, I'm down to do this twice.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
16 shot clipping that Glock, got that work setting up shop.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit.
No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit. No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit. No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me nothing.
Oh man, this is great.
Jago, what's poppin', champ?
My nigga Pluto, what's good, G?
Ain't shit, nigga. You know how the fuck I do, my nigga. But I gotta tell you something, nigga.
What's poppin'?
I'm fucking tired of being in the studio. Y'all finally dragged my lazy ass up in this motherfucker. I'ma help you wrap up MG2. Got my lazy ass up in here, did a couple tracks. You know what time it is?
Turn up time.
Goddamn right, nigga. I need some fucking red dot and blue dot bottles, nigga, and I need to see some fat asses, my nigga. What's the deal?
Hey, nigga, it's Tuesday. You want to hit a supper?
Goddamn right, nigga. What the fuck you mean do I want to go to supper, nigga? You goddamn right.
All
right,
let me hop on the phone with this nigga, G, and see what's popping with tonight.
All right, man, hit me back up. I'm going to go get dressed.
All right.
I see my dogs on the block, I salute ya. Yes, you's a soldier, yes, you's a trooper. I'm trying to get this money, I'm trying to get us paid. So when the money comes and I can get my dogs trade, just be patient with me, homie, just keep waiting on me, homie. And I promise one day we all gonna be off the block, homie. We'll be dining in the mansion, can you imagine? Everything fancy, two models daily, dancing, dripping on the pole with no panties. I'm having big dreams for my dogs and my family. I'ma get us right, dawg, just keep keep your head up. Everything will be good when I get my bread up. Yeah, I know you fed up, the stress is taking its toll. I know you in hard times, your rent running low. But look, I just want you to know, I know life knocked you down, but I'ma pick you up off the floor.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Look, don't you worry about a thing. Everything gon' be changed when you get up out the chain gang. When you come home, I hope I have some cash for you. Man, you my dog, so you know I'm gon' spoil you. If I give it to you, you ain't gotta pay me back. Cause you know if I got it, then you got it like that. I'm just being real, man, you know we family. Just to be honest with you, you're like my second family. Yes indeed, sip your liquor, smoke your weed. I'm plotting on the plan so we all can live free. Sight on one go, gotta get my paper right. Cause I've been thinking lately, what if I die tonight? I wanna rest in peace when I'm gone, pressure's on me. I do this here for my family and my homies. Just remember me when I'm gone. We'll all meet again at the gates of heaven when we gone.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Look, man, I know you're going through certain trials and tribulations in your life, but you gotta keep your head up, dog. When I get right, we all get right, you know what I'm saying? I know you're going through some shit, man, but just imagine us eating in a mansion, you know, doing all the things we planned on doing when we was getting older, you know, the dreams we had. I'ma get us, I'ma fulfill them dreams for us, man, when I make it, just remember that.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs.
I'm Tweety B, and you're locked in to Manic Monday.
All right, you guys, we are back, and we are getting ready to wrap things up. And
yeah.
I want you guys
locked in.
yeah, we had a good show. I don't know what happened to our walkthrough guest for tonight. So maybe he'll get back with us and let us know what the deal is with what's going on with him. But we're waiting for Dirty White to get here and talk to us a little bit about himself. So, I don't know what happened.
If
he's on the line, you can press 1 and come in if you're on the line. Because we do have callers on the line. So I don't know. If anybody want to say something on the line, you can also press 1. Now be the time to do so while we're getting ready to do our little final thoughts and get up out of here.
Yeah.
So, Henry, go ahead and tell everybody about a specific content on Thursday and give us some details about that.
Oh, man, well, you know, y'all can tune in, man, at the same time, man, 8 to 10 Eastern time, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, you know, nighttime, grown folks time. Put your kids away, you know, and y'all can tune in over there to me, man, for some music, a little bit of commentary, man, on what's going on in the world today, man, and after that, man, you know, put your towels down, because ain't no telling what might pop off, you know what I'm saying, try to keep it growing and sexy over there, you know. Man, shit. So I'm working on my format, man. I'm trying to get things together. So, you know, ain't nothing solid. It's still a work in progress, man. You know, trying to find my own little style, man. Get my flow right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just me over there. You know, I can't lean on my comrade and this
Radio Revolution, man, old Tweety B. It's just me over there, so, you know, y'all bear with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Continue to support me, and I continue to support y'all. You know what I'm saying? After that, you know, yeah, so tune in the next moment.
That's
to
and well,
follow
tell
me
everybody
over there
how
on
they're
Twitter,
doing.
Man,
I'll follow you.
On, yeah, see, get out my brain. Get out my brain. y'all follow
just
me on Twitter, man, at Heru Cootie Reborn, man. That's HERUKHUTIREBORN, man. Y'all can also check out my Tumblr, man. You know, check out my blogs over there, man. Y'all want to peek inside my mental at the_Heru_God_Heru on Tumblr, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all follow me over there. I follow y'all black. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, you know, we gonna let the country boy, you know, tell us what's going on.
Go ahead, country boy.
Well, you know, man, you can always be looking out for me and my co-host on Grown Folks Business, man. That's on Fridays, you know what I'm saying? On Fridays, 12 Eastern, man. 12 Eastern, you know.
Noontime.
You can get your breakfast. Noontime. You can get your breakfast on. You can get that out the way. Relax, sit out on the couch, get your little morning juice before you get your day started, you know? I mean, before you get the rest of your day started. Some people is really getting their day started because they ain't getting up. But, yeah, I mean, come on over there, man. You know, if you feel like you want to just drop a question on us, come through, man. You know, we'll answer that question for you. We'll give you our honest opinion on that question that you asked. We grown over there, so we expect grown answers. If you can't handle the grown answers, don't ask a question then, you know. So, you know, other than that, man, if you want to find me on Facebook. Be looking out for my new Twitter page coming up, D the Country Boy. Be looking out for it coming soon on Twitter. I have it up in a couple, probably the next day or two. I have it going, everything running.
Hear that? Damn. That's what's up. So y'all make sure y'all go over there and follow the country boy when he get it up. And, yeah, man, I just want to say big salute to everybody that's listening to us right now, everybody that's supporting us, everybody that called in tonight, those that got online, and, I mean, on the air, and those that didn't. Thank you, and I salute you for listening to the show. We got some new things going over here on Manic Monday, and we're making some changes to Tweety Bird Central as we go. So you guys hang on tight with us, and it's going to be some, you know, new and exciting things going on, new people. So I got to get me another female over here, y'all, because y'all just like, oh, my God.
Man, you got to get somebody that can hang now. You know,
yeah,
can't get
no,
nothing soft
man,
up
that's
in there.
The problem. Like, if you know about getting hand-me-down like me, you gotta have to take somebody in here for real, because y'all will eat them up, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Hey,
Tweety B, if the next time, mm-hmm. next, whenever you want to do a prank, I got one for you. Next time you go out with a friend or something, remember what they have on. We're going to prank call them. I'm going to act like I met them at the club that night.
Yeah. Right,
we're gonna get it popping. We're gonna get it popping.
I won't do that, too. I won't do that.
And then
I'll think of
some more type of, you know, come up with something. We're gonna get it all popping.
Yeah,
get
man.
My mind,
yeah,
my mind, my creative off. Flow, my creative juices flowing, man. You know, come up with some stuff and throw it at you.
That was up. We need to get them flowing. Shit, my hand hurt me so bad. I don't know what this is, y'all. I rebuked the devil. I don't know what he's trying to do. But, he's trying to attack my body right now for some reason. My head is killing me. But I just want to say again, thank you for everybody, you know, for listening and continuing to follow us and tweet our stuff out, you know, as we're tweeting it out and over on Facebook too, sharing the stuff that we put out there. So I salute you guys and I appreciate you. So don't ever think that I don't, because I do. And the people that have music that want to submit into the show, well, my shows, which are Manic Monday and Grown Folks Business, you can send them to my email at prettybird334ala@gmail.com. And make sure you, that your songs are labeled and they're not just saying 1, 2, and 3, because I don't know what the names of the songs are, 1, 2, and 3. So make sure that the songs are labeled and make sure that you have a bio and a picture included with your email. And we'll try to get it on for you and see what the people think about it. So if nothing else, if you guys have anything else you want to throw out there, anything you want to say to the people, shout out, anything?
No, man.
Well, yeah, I'm going to put some house, buddy.
Huh? You what you said? Oh, yeah, we here. Hey, man, you know that? Hey, man, we going to let you talk. You know, we be talking all, you know, we kind of handle the show. You know, at the end, we let you talk. You know what I'm saying? We give you your last 15 minutes of fame. You know, we give you a little 15 minutes of fame for a little while. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Okay. Okay, see, I didn't know how that worked. I didn't know. Okay, I got it.
We gotta let them know you here. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Right. I'm back here. That's what's up. But I had fun with you guys, and I want to say thank you and I appreciate you guys for always being here with me and supporting me. Because without y'all, I don't know, some days I just wouldn't make it. So I just want to say to y'all, I got you here. I appreciate you. Because Free Verse, this is going to be the hottest thing in a minute. Y'all just give us a minute. Give us a minute. And
yeah.
Stay cracking like we wanted to.
Man.
And I don't know. I guess I want to say to everybody, try to do something good for somebody. You know, between today and tomorrow, just do that for me. Try to, you know, get some love going again, because I don't know what the world is coming to, but I just want to spread some love. So give somebody a hug or something. Do something nice to somebody and let them know that you care about them. So that's important. It may not seem like it, but it really is important to people. So make sure you do that and make sure you follow us. Follow me on Twitter at SweetieBird334. Everything SweetieBird334. You Google it, something will come up. So I guess we're good, y'all. What do you think? We good?
I think we're good.
I also want to say the instrumentals. Some of the instrumentals tonight we played was from @RTPRODOFFICIALA. And I think that's @RTP or RP Prod Official. I guess that's how you would say that. So that's like Product Official, but short for that. So make sure you go and follow him. He got beats, y'all. He got beats that are free beats. And let me see if I can put this Sticks and Stone one. I like it pretty good. And this is one of his beats right here. It's pretty good. I like this. Yeah. Come on, D. Here we go.
That's it.
I like it.
That is a nice beat, man. That's a nice beat.
Nice beat. So you gotta go over there and follow him. Get y'all some beats and shit. Link up.
Yeah.
Link up.
That's
what it's all about.
I don't know how my shit got muted.
Hey, you wasn't there. I was like, man, you was kind of quiet. I was like, man, my boy quiet over there.
D, what I say? I said, where y'all go? What y'all took a coffee break or something? Then I say
hey, look, before I go though, man, I do want to say, man, if y'all want y'all music played over there on explicit content, man, submit your music to the God Heyrule TBC. That's the T dot God dot ATRU.TBC@gmail.com, man. You know what I'm saying? And I spin your shit.
All right.
That's what's up, man. And AD.
What's up?
Be careful, man. You treading on dangerous water. That's why you giving her something, man. You know, she going to get you for that.
She gonna get you.
I know she is. I know she gonna get me.
I was trying to warn you to put the microphone down and step away, man. But you, you know, I was.
I know she gonna get me. Yeah.
Game
I know
over.
It's something. Okay.
Yeah, man. Well, shit. It look like Dirty White ain't coming through, man. So we could spin a couple of more tracks, man. You know, then I could take my shoes off.
Nah, you can take them on off now because I'm gonna spin this last track, and that is it. And this is Yali. You guys go follow him on Twitter at Yali World. That's YALEE World. Make sure you go over and do that. This is You Should Know, and we will see you guys next Monday. Holla, holla, holla.
Man,
yeah.
Don't be there Thursday.
No matter
man.
What they say, you're all queen.
I think that you should know you're naturally beautiful. You don't need to change a thing, my lady.
Uh-huh.
My lady.
Okay. Look, I remember when I first met you. It was right when your ex left you. That was no fun, but we can have fun. If he was step one, I should be the one you step two. He had you thinking like,
no one wants me.
TV and magazines don't help. They got you thinking like,
I'm so ugly.
Now you looking at me like,
why do you want me? Why do you want me?
What? No, girl. You shouldn't feel that way at all, girl. Cause you gotta believe you's a certified queen. That's it, that's all, girl. Yeah, you really shouldn't worry. I understand that he took you on a journey. He left you with your self-esteem on blurry, feeling unworthy.
I think that you should know you're naturally beautiful. You don't need to change a thing, my lady.
Should I get bigger boobs? Or should I get a tummy tuck? I dated chicks from the double D's down to the A cups. You look good, so you really shouldn't give a say. Hey, do you like this dress? Keep it real. Does it make me look fat? Does my butt look big? Should I take this back? Wait, stop the track. Ain't nobody got time for that. Damn, if you my girl, I'm taking care. Cause the past who's to me, yes, it's hard to compare. To be treated like a queen, yes, it's probably rare. Having respect, making you smile, yeah, it's only fair. Yeah, TV say you ain't purdy. Magazines say you ain't curvy. Don't let them have they way. It's my games they play. So at the end of the day,
I think that you should know you're naturally beautiful. You don't need to change a thing, my lady, my lady. Your mind makes you beautiful. Ladies, did you hear me? Your body makes you sexy. Face makes you pretty. Your mind makes you beautiful. Oh, I think that you should know you're naturally true. You're all queens. You're all queens.
Game over.